Our names are Joe and Jana. This is Cat Country 107.3. And welcome to a Tuesday morning. It is the second day of December.
I have to say, yesterday was really rough. It was Monday. It was after a holiday. Today feels better already.
It's Special Education Day today. Also, Giving Tuesday. You know how you got all those Cyber Monday emails yesterday?
Yes.
Today from all the charities.
You'll get the email.
Good morning. We're Joe. Need to know this morning. NBC and police are investigating after a man was found dead Sunday night along Shore Road near Iowa Avenue. Officers say there were clear signs of trauma. If you know anything, you're urged to contact police.
Three casinos just got the green light in New York City, including Bally's and Hard Rock. Casino leaders here in New Jersey admit the move could hurt Atlantic City and say it's another push to make AC a true year-round destination.
And in Hamilton, a woman is offering a $500 reward to get her two missing goats back. Ari and Ezra wandered off sometime Saturday near the Folsom School. We have mugshots of the goats on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, a few flurries possible this morning, then rain moves in. It will be heavy at times, high around 46 today.
It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
John Party says his wife Summer does not love all of his songs, and that includes a song in particular he brought up called Tide One On that was released back in 2019, mostly because there's a line in it about being single. Yeah, she's not a fan of that. He says it was just meant to connect with the crowd, but she was not thrilled, okay? She gets that it's all in good fun, but John jokes he'll probably tweak those lyrics when she's in the audience. Happy wife, happy life, even on stage, I guess. John Party's talking about all the songs that are, in fact, wifey approved right now at catcountry1073.com. Reba McEntire had a hilarious moment on the Today Show. Did you see it? Savannah Guthrie accidentally called her fiance Rex Lynn her husband, and Reba jumped in like, whoa, whoa, not married yet, and joked her family would have gone into full panic mode if they were not at the wedding. The two are happily engaged. They're even working together on her sitcom, Happy's Place. They're on-screen chemistry they've got going on. We've got the Reba and Rex timeline up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's fangirl up.
Or happened to me. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Maybe some flurries this morning. Otherwise, rain heavy at times today before it ends this evening. Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. We've got the holidays coming up. 3 weeks from Christmas?
Yes.
Just over 3 weeks from Christmas.
I can't believe it.
It's weird having Thanksgiving so late because there's not a lot of time.
I know. I'm not panicking yet, but we're inching to panic mode.
Our question of the day today, what if instead of three wise men, three wise women visited the baby Jesus? What would they bring as their three gifts?
All I would have to say is Mary would be set, okay?
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a ton of answers already on our app from Kelsey in Mays Landing. She said three wise women would have walked in with a hot meal, a backup hot meal, and a look that said, why is this baby in a barn, Joe? Catch 3107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. We were on the road last week with Turkey Bowling, and we'll be out again this Friday morning. We'll be broadcasting live from Atlantic City Electric's office, 5100 Harding Highway in Mays Landing. We'll be there as Atlantic City Electric and IBEW Local 210 are having their big toy drive to benefit Toys for Tots. The toy drive starts 8 o'clock Friday, but we'll be broadcasting live starting at 5:30. Stop by, drop off some toys, and see us there. That's this Friday morning, Atlantic City Electric Building, Harding Highway, and Mays Land. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Do take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Mike lives in Galloway Township. He sent us the joke we're going to use today.
Thanks, Mike.
Big and brawny kid watching football practice one day as the ball was thrown his way. He jumped up about 10 feet in the air and caught it, surprising the football coach. On a running play, the kid ran alongside the fastest player on the team and easily outran him. The coach was quite impressed and shouted to the big guy, hey, fella, do you think you could pass the football? The kid said, heck, coach, if I can swallow it, I'm pretty sure I can pass it.
Oh.
Yikes. 7.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. If it were three wise women instead of three wise men.
Listen.
What would be some gifts they would be bringing? Who doesn't need frankincense and myrrh, huh?
You already know we would have it on lock, all right?
Brittany in Vineland, I like her answer on her app. She said a scented candle, a Target gift card.
Yes.
and a bottle of wine Mary could enjoy later.
There you go. See? We get it.
The scented candle to get rid of that barn smell, I guess. 609-383-1073 or the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. If it was three wise women instead of three wise men, what gifts would they bring? Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we off to today?
Brazil. Usually our dumb story of the morning has something kind of funny attached to it. This one doesn't. It's just plain old dumb. A man killed by a lion after he climbed over a wall and entered her enclosure at a zoo. There's video that shows the 19-year-old climbing the lion enclosure, then sliding down a tree. That's when the lioness attacked and killed him.
Yeah, that is just dumb.
Yeah. Asked for today. Maybe actually a couple of flurries this morning as it is cold. Our Joe and Jana question of the day, we'll talk more at 7:20, but if it were three wise women instead of three wise men visiting the baby Jesus, what gifts would they have brought? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You guys are doing pretty good with this. We're getting some very imaginative answers. From Tina in Summers Point on our app, she says, three wise women, they bring a casserole, a chore chart for Joseph, and a therapist recommendation for everyone involved. Good morning. What did you need to know this morning? After a delay yesterday, jury selection starts this morning in the child abuse trial involving Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small and his wife, school superintendent LaQuetta Small, are accused of physically and emotionally abusing their teenage daughter. Both are denying the charges. The trials are being held separately. The mayor is up first, again, starting today with jury selection.
In Morristown, police are investigating vandalism at the home of Eagles defensive coordinator Evan Batullo.
E-A-G-O.
That's funny. His house was egged early Saturday morning. Batullo's been under pressure as the Eagles' offense has slipped a bit. Yeah, it has. Though the Birds are still 8-4 and heading to play the Chargers on Monday night.
In Hammondson, a woman offering $500 reward to get her goats back. Two of them, Ari and Ezra, wandered off sometime Saturday near the Folsom School. We have mugshots of the goats on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today. A few flurries possible this morning. Rain is going to move in. Heavy at times, high around 46.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout-out start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to Patricia Holtzman of Linwood. Amanda Dietz of Vineland celebrates today.
Happy birthday.
Katrina lives in Summers Point. She hits the big 4-0 today. Woo! Happy birthday, Katrina. Happy birthday to Carol Edwards of Rio Grande. She's 63. Sarah Pollock from Margate celebrates today. Happy birthday, Sarah. Happy birthday to Angelique Seikert of Millville. Angelique is 51. Debbie Myers of Ocean City has a birthday. It's Sharon Williams' birthday. She lives in Egg Harbor Township.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
And Carol Valentine. Carol is from Wildwood. She's 68 today.
Very nice.
Yesterday she was 67.
Now she's 68.
Happy birthday, Carol. Will that last forever, the 67 thing?
Who knows?
If we miss you, happy one to you as well. Recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, Sarah Pollock of Margate. 7.3 mornings with Joe and John. And we're going to talk Christmas. Why not? Just over 3 weeks away. If it were three wise women rather than three wise men, what gifts would they bring the baby? Lindsay says a home-cooked meal, blankets, and a babysitting offer. Patricia says diapers, lots of diapers. On Facebook, Tim says Starbucks coffee and an attitude from having to walk because an Uber was unavailable. This on our app, Ashley and Galloway. Three wise women would have showed up with a clean onesie, a Swiffer, and a plan to keep everyone on schedule.
A Swiffer, that's a really good one. It gets messy. Newborns are messy, right?
Also from our app, Melissa in Egg Harbor Township, they bring a hot casserole, extra diapers, and the Wi-Fi password.
Yes.
You have some?
I do. Yep. Sarah said three wise women would bring wine, candles, and chips and dip. If it's guac, extra points. Ruth from Eldora, they would have brought food, clothes, and gold. Rob from Cedarville, diapers, baby wipes, formula.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. If it were three wise women instead of men, what gifts would they bring? Sarah in Pleasantville. Bulk size snacks, a diaper bag Mary would actually want to carry, plus matching sand. And rain later today. We're talking about Christmas this morning. Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. If it were three wise women rather than three wise men, What gifts would they bring? It certainly wouldn't be gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What
probably
would it be?
Probably not.
609-383-1073. Or message us on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Lori in Pleasantville. By the way, you guys are coming up with some great answers.
I know. These are fantastic.
Lori says a pack and play.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
A satin scrunchie, I guess, for Mary.
Yes.
And a polite but firm explanation of why camels should not be inside.
Maybe keep that one to yourself. Nobody needs your opinion for that, Karen, okay? She's doing the best she can.
Brielle in Maze Landing. A month of meal prep, a baby thermometer.
Oh, good one.
And a whisper to Mary saying, don't worry, women got this.
Women got this. You're going to be fine. Greener from Armora says, I think women would bring pain, suffering, and financial ruin. Clearly, he's not bitter at all.
And the
not
history of the world would be different. Haley in Linwood. A laundry basket. Stain remover.
Yes.
And a gentle reminder that the first Christmas doesn't have to be this rustic.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with a rustic vibe, okay? It's an aesthetic.
Gail is on the phone. Go ahead, Gail.
Yes, the three wise women would bring chocolate, perfume, and diamonds.
Oh, ooh, diamonds. If I could afford that, I would. For sure.
I can't tell if I like it or if it's just irritating.
I'm a fan. Yeah. He's slaying. Get it?
Slaying is right.
Yeah.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we. We are snuggled up together like two birds of a feather bird of bee. Let's take the road before us and sing us a chorus or two, maybe three. Come on, it's lovely weather for us. Lay right together with you.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong-ding. Hey, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Our phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We've tested it. The Call Us button actually works faster than dialing. You have to talk to us to win. Up for grabs today, two tickets for the Michael Bublé Experience, a very Bublé Christmas coming to Caesars in Atlantic City, Friday, December 12th. I messed up earlier this week. I thought the actual Michael Bublé was part of the Michael Bublé Experience. He is not, but I understand it's a great show.
It's a wonderful show.
So if you need a little Christmas just this very minute, this is it.
This
two tickets
it.
To the Michael Bublé Experience, Caesars in Atlantic City, Friday, December 12th. Two tickets are yours if you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. 51% of the animals found in farms around the world are this animal. This is the most farmed animal in the world.
Dogs. Oh, most farmed. Not found on a farm.
Right.
Farmed. I hope they're not
the animal
dogs.
Found on the most farms. It's the most animals found on farms.
Okay. What?
It's the most farmed animal in America.
Farmed animal. So not dogs. Not dogs.
I'll give you a hint. It's not cows and it's not pigs either. It's Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. It's take two tickets to see the Michael Bublé Experience coming to Caesars in Atlantic City a week from Friday night. 51% of the animals in farms around the world are this animal. It's the most farmed animal in the world. You said dogs?
I said dogs, but I didn't understand the question.
And I said it wasn't cows.
I thought like on a farm, no. Like what you'll find
most,
on a farm.
The most farmed animal. I said it wasn't cows and pigs either, if that helps. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it a cow?
Cow is not it.
Is
Thank
it
you.
A cow?
Didn't I say it wasn't a cow or a
you
pig?
You did. Every time I pass cows, I have to point it out. Cows. Ooh. Cows.
Hi, Cat Country.
Is it chickens?
No.
Thanks. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a chicken?
No, that's not it.
You
Thank
would
you.
Think, though. You would because, like, even
Hi,
normal
Cat
people
Country.
Have chickens.
Sheep?
Sheep is not it. Thank you. Are you calling farm people not normal?
No, I'm saying, you like, say, normal say, non-farm people. Like, I know a lot
Cat
of people
Country,
that have chickens
what's your
in their
answer?
Backyard.
Cows?
No, that's
Cows.
Not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it chickens?
No, it's not. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Did you get an answer yet?
No.
Would you say chickens?
No, that's not it. Thank you. And I would not say chickens. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Chickens.
No, thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it chicken?
No, that's not it. Thank you. It's the most farmed animal in the world. 51% of animals in farms around the world are this particular. Pre-morning trivia is on the air. We have time for just a few more guesses. This is the most farmed animal in the world. 51% of the animals in farms around the world are this particular animal. And it's certainly something you've heard of. No one has come up with it yet. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Rabbit.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's a good guess, though.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it horses?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Fish.
You're very close. I'm going to give you one more guess.
Shellfish? I don't know. Oysters?
I'll give you one more guess. You're really close.
Just because you're so close?
You're really close. Maybe the most popular shellfish.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, shrimp.
That's right. You're a winner.
Nailed it.
What's your name?
Bruce.
Bruce, where are you from?
Cape, Dennis Township.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Bruce. I was going to say Cape May County, but Dennis Township.
There it is.
We've got two tickets for you to see the Michael Bublé Experience at Caesars. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job, Bruce.
There it is. The most farmed animal in the world, shrimp. You can have a million shrimp on your farm, but you can't have a million ducks.
Yeah.
Geese,
they're so cute, though.
Cows.
The ducks. Pigs. White geese are pretty.
Yeah. Shrimp.
Rabbits.
Shrimp. We'll never forget that one.
Brigantine wakes up with Joe and Jana. Cat Country 107.3.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know. Weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And a doctor saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know. Next thing you know. Next thing you know, get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know. Next thing you know.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning, we're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. NMC and police are investigating after a man was found dead Sunday night along Shore Road near Iowa Avenue. Officers say there were clear signs of trauma. If you know anything, you're urged to contact police.
Three casinos just got the green light in New York City, including Bally's and Hard Rock. Casino leaders here in New Jersey admit the move could hurt Atlantic City and say it's another push to make AC a true year-round destination.
And in Hamilton, a woman is offering a $500 reward to get her two missing goats back. Ari and Ezra wandered off sometime Saturday near the Folsom School. We have mugshots of the goats on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, a few flurries possible this morning, then rain moves in. It will be heavy at times, high around 46 today.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I had a girlfriend once that had a German accent. It was both sexy and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, that tracks.
Number two, this year's holiday wait. Allow me to introduce you to last holiday wait.
Yeah.
Number three, does anyone know if there will be any Black Friday sales on college tuitions?
I bet you need that right now.
Number four, Someone asked me what I did this weekend like I'm some sort of mountain climber. Hey, I'm in my 40s, Carol. I'm off work. I was on a heating pad eating nachos and posting on Twitter.
Yeah, I did not run a 5K on Thanksgiving.
These are my favorite tweets for Joe and Jana. Last one, number five, watching Jesus come out of the cave after being crucified.
Wow.
We get tomorrow off now, don't we?
Oh.
It's Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jono coming up on 820. Hey, we've got a fabulous trip. We want to send you on to Las Vegas to see Luke Combs in concert. Your trip includes airfare for two, hotel, $500 spending money, and concert tickets. To win, you got to listen five times every day for the Luke Combs in Las Vegas codes.
Luke!
We got them for you every morning at 820 and 1020, every afternoon at 120 and 420, every evening at 720. Best for best results, best chances to win. Get as many codes each day as possible.
Partner up with friends. Do whatever you got to do to get them all.
When you get a code, open up the Cat Country 107.3 app with the Luke Combs button and type in the code. If you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, now would be the opportune time to get it. There are no lines. There's no waiting.
There you go.
Here's your first code of the day. Your 820 code is 409.
That's easy, right? 409. Click that Luke Combs button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to type in 409 and then be back here at 1020, just as your next code coming up right now, 409.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Earlier this morning, our question of the day, if it were three wise men... Or if it was three wise women and not three wise men who visited the baby Jesus,
yeah.
what would be some gifts that the wise women would have brought? We've had some tremendous answers and a few leftovers here. Let's go through these on our app. Whitney in Summers Point, a ring light, a fresh swaddle, and instructions on how to take a proper newborn photo that isn't in a pile of hay.
Oh, that's a good one too. I like diapers, a breast pump, and wine. That's what I would bring.
Autumn from Northfield, a latte for Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Earplugs for Joseph.
Oh.
And a broom because that stable needed help.
It did need a little bit of help.